Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and the Bot. And you're back listening to my dulcet tones this morning. 7:05 on, gosh, it's October the 16th. Can this be already, Bad Bob?
The month is sliding, we're sliding into the holiday season. I saw somebody's Christmas lights up this morning on my way in, and I'm going, no!
Oh, no, they just don't take them down from last year. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And yes, it sounds like I may have a slight cold. Well, you're absolutely right. And Linda has even a better one than this. On our trip, we've managed this is a trip that, and I will explain later on about this trip, but hey, we got a lot of things to talk about today. We got people coming in. But this is going to be a catch-up session for a lot of people here, and I'm going to be catching up with what's going on here in our town, our great town, and talking also about a lot of things that are going on. But I want to talk about things that happened in Libya. I want to talk about things that are happening nationally, of course. I want to talk about this group of political scientists out of the University of Colorado who have made a bold prediction here about this. And I want to talk about somebody you would have never thought was going to be saying nice things about Mitt Romney. There's just a lot of things we're going to be talking about. We got a lot of topics, a lot of topics going on here, including to the fact of how can you get a 24-point lead in a professional football game and then lose at 35-24?
That would be the Chargers.
You know what?
God, I love them.
Okay, and this is something that happens down south. You can say anything you want about them, you know, about a person, but you got to finish it up with this: bless your heart. Or bless their heart. So you can say, the Chargers have got to have the worst defense in football history. Bless their heart. Okay, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning. Tell me, are we going to have to say bless their heart about Wall Street?
We're positive today. We have some good news on industrial production, and we have some corporate earnings that are topping estimates this morning. So things look good. The major averages are positive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 98 points at 13,522. The S&P 500 is up 10 points at 1450. And the NASDAQ Composite is positive 15 points at 3,079. The three most active stocks trading on the New York Stock Exchange: Citigroup up 43 cents at 3703. Bank of America positive 12 cents at $9.56 per share. Sprint Nextel up 8 cents at $5.77. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart, positive 22 cents, trading at $77.36, Target up 89 cents at $62.70, and Costco up 6 cents at $96.55 per share. For commodities, gold is up $8.20 an ounce at $1,746, silver's positive a quarter at 33, crude oil up 23 cents, trading at $92 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Those are our Wells Fargo Advisors. We have them on at 710, 810, and 905. Monday through Friday, right here in KCNR. And the Wells Fargo Advisors are down on Park Marina Drive, but you can give them a call, too, at 243-7561. They're the ones going to help you find out what's going on at Wall Street. They do a great job, and they're really, really great people. Okay, Bad Bob, give me the weather here.
Clouds this morning going to give away to generally sunny skies, a high around 85 degrees, mostly clear tonight, but a low of 54. Sunny and warm tomorrow, a high near 90. According to my in-house weather expert, this is probably the last gasp of the hot weather. We can start putting the covers on the swamp coolers after this. Currently in Redding, we have 66 degrees, and the report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, Thursday night's pizza. That's always a big hit out there. In fact, you have to give them a call at 474-5546 if you want to have a handmade, hand-tossed, individually cooked pizza. out there because they're always selling out. And of course, music on the weekends. What a great ambiance they have out there. If you want to go out for dining, they have brunches, dinners, and just great times. Okay, that's Anselmo Vineyards at 474-5546. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to start with, we'll start about what happened over this past weekend. And we're going to be getting into Libya. Then we're going to be getting into Stephen Colbert and a few other things before we finish up this segment. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We are glad. You don't know how glad we are to be back home.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah! Hey, it's so good to be back. 7:15 in the morning, October 16th. Good morning, my friend. Somebody call me and say hello. I missed everybody. All right. First of all, differences between Tennessee and California. Went back, of course, to my... Okay, I want you to jump in on this, Bad Bomb. All right, besides the fact they're spelled differently,
we were speculating
that does not count.
Okay. We're speculating if you'd made the pilgrimage.
Oh, to Memphis?
No, to Jack Daniel's distillery.
Oh, they have, okay. You know, we have some convoluted laws right here in California. Well, they've got some convoluted laws back in Tennessee, too. There's this new whiskey out there called Chattanooga Whiskey. Distilled or barreled there in Chattanooga, because there's a law that says you cannot distill and just in Chattanooga, and they're just still whiskey and then sell it in the same city. So okay. They're trying to, it's made in Indiana and brought to Chattanooga, but it's called Chattanooga whiskey. So anyway, now have I ever made the pilgrimage? Okay, here's the other thing. Jack Daniels is in a dry county. You can't sip it. You know, they say, oh, here, taste a little. No, I'm afraid not. You can't do that because it's in a dry county there in Tennessee.
So they have a tasting room like just over the line or something?
No, you're right there in the middle of it. Yeah. What can I say? Okay, but let's talk about some differences. Here's the city of Chattanooga, which is about 150,000, and then you go out in the outlying areas around it, so it's like 300,000. It's got a river running through it, Tennessee River, just like we have Sacramento running through it. Tennessee River's wider, deeper than the Sacramento. Here's some of the differences. As you're driving through Chattanooga in the outlying areas, all you see is industry. Hmm. You have the Kubota tractor company with hundreds of these tractors. I mean, hundreds of them. The kind with the, you know, the big long, like the forklift type things.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all up like at attention as you're driving by. You have the Volkswagen plant there. You have a stadium. Minor league baseball stadium right there in the middle of town. You've got museums. You've got the opera. You've got it all. And what do they have? They have business coming in to Tennessee. They don't have a state income tax. Their property taxes, it sounds, you know, it's kind of comparable to ours, maybe a little bit lower. Their sales tax, I think their sales tax is comparable to ours, but they don't have a state income tax. But what they have is industry coming into Tennessee. They give them tax breaks. They get them in there. Volkswagen. Tire firms. All these things are coming into Tennessee in the south down there. Where we can't keep them here, they're literally going in these smaller towns, and they're just kind of rebuilding the economy there. You see construction everywhere. You see, it's not like the Obama economy hasn't hit them. They still have their problems, but at least what they're doing is they're attracting business, and they're able to keep their head at least level where we're sinking in California. I mean, we're just sinking badly here.
And yet the urbanites keep reelecting the same silly pinheads in Sacramento who enact these idiot laws. I don't get it.
Okay, now the big one back in Tennessee is this. Guy running for Congress, he's a pro-life family man and all this. Well, it's been front page and he's had an affair with this girl. and they've got they've got emails and messages from him saying how it's time for him. Maybe she should think about getting rid of the baby. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, he's a first-term congressman, and he's, you know what? Any of those that run that hard on that and then they get caught, they're just, you know, they're toast.
Toast.
That's it. Just stick a fork in him. He's done. Other things about Tennessee is that, you know, we went to our wedding to the nephew. Everybody was there. You know what? And here's the other thing. And now think about this. You know, I saw a bunch. I don't know how to really put this. My son-in-law, my nephews, two nephews. One who is the one that got married was a Citadel graduate. He graduated from a private high school in Chattanooga. There's two of them. There's three of them there. Mm-hmm. Private schools. One's just for girls. One's just for guys, and one's co-ed. So one of the boys went to the all-male school, and one went to the co-ed school. The thing about it is when you see the graduates of these schools, when they started college, they were almost a year ahead of their contemporaries far as their education. So the oldest one, Matt, went to the University of Tennessee, got his degree in accounting and business, has become a CPA, has his master's in business, and they just had their second child. Joy, who just got married, went to the Citadel. On the dean's list there, which is not an easy thing to do, is get through in the Citadel. Got his law degree, and you know what he's doing now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a fireman in Chattanooga, making $11 an hour. Okay, now.
But does he?
I mean that in
does?
A good sense. I mean, but that's what he wanted to do. That's what he wants to do. He wants to be a fireman. He wants to work in that type of environment. Even though he probably has his choice for all these other places. But the thing that I noticed, and I don't know really how to put this, Linda and I talk about it. You see these kids that grew up and that went to the schools whose parents, who had the, who were, you know, the doctors and lawyers and, you know, businessmen and, you know, and the people from there had, you know, when you see them, they all kind of look alike, that they've got good teeth, they're healthy, they've all got great educations. And you look at this and you think to yourself, there is an advantage. There is an advantage there that they have because their parents worked hard. Now, not all of them are like that. Some of them have ended up not quite as well as mm-hmm. the others. Mm-hmm. But most of them have worked and are being very, very positive in their lives. Like many of the people we have here in Reading, when you start looking at the young men and women, they're very positive in their lives.
You know, every time I'm almost ready to just throw up my hands, you bring in some guest, some 20-something guest
yeah.
who's got it in a bag and knows what's in his things figured out.
Let's bring in Catherine Bird again. I've seen her a couple of times lately, and what a go-getter she is, a lawyer, and works at Simpson. And I tell you what, she gives you hope there for the future, and so as do many of ours. And that's the thing I think that struck me the most. I see the ones we have here, our young entrepreneurs, you know, around us here in Reading. Then I look back on the East Coast and see these young people. And I think, okay, there is a big chance for our country as long as they keep moving forward. You got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Come on, going down there, Espresso Joe's. Get that coffee you want at a great price. Walk on over. Get the best tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans get discounts. Joe and Shelley have supported this community for 3 decades and a lot of things that go on in helping veterans, helping people that aren't veterans, but just people in our community, and have done so much for our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let's get into it. Hillary said that It was her fault. She's taking complete heat on the Libya fiasco. Strange, since they said the White House knew about it. It's the fog of war. It's the fog of war. Well, why in the fog of war didn't people realize that? 2 weeks later, it took 2 weeks for y'all to decide it was a terrorist attack, and you supposedly knew it that day? Oh, come on. It's because the debate is tonight. The debate. The debate. And this is a huge debate for Obama. He has to come out swinging. And if you don't think he is, stand by. He came out last time and was totally beat up. And even though that he walked off the stage thinking that he had won that debate, there's a man who has lost touch with reality. He has such a supreme belief in himself that he actually believed he won that debate last time. So he's going to come out swinging this time. So stand by for that. And of course it's tonight. The debate between Biden and Ryan. I wasn't here for Friday to talk about it, or Monday. But did you see the debate?
I did not.
I saw it.
There's a YouTube video making the rounds, though, that intercuts clips of Biden with Jeff Dunham's character Walter, that I understand is just laugh out loud funny.
Well, Biden came across as being a jerk. I mean, come on. I mean, he's sitting being condescending not only to Ryan, who could talk circles around him, but also to the moderator. You know, he comes across as being mean. You know what? And you don't want somebody that's coming across being mean and verbose and argumentative like that. I mean, you want to be somebody that stands up, but you don't want to come across there like you're some kind of bully. You know, and Ryan was listening to it and, you know, looked at him and then went on to his subjects. But the feedback we're getting from a lot of people is that Biden didn't help themselves too much. But then again, you know, it's a vice presidential debate. I don't know how much it hurt. So we'll just kind of let that one go. But Romney is on the rise in Ohio. And he's on the rise in Pennsylvania. And in fact, you know, it's this very, this group, and we've talked about it before, that they're not backing off at all by saying is that it's some political science professors out of Colorado, University of Colorado, are saying that Romney is going to win this going away because they've been doing this since 1980 in their predictions, and they use computer programs on the economy in this, and they're saying is that they see no change. You know, they said this. We said this 2 or 3 weeks ago. About the fact is that Obama was not going to win the election. That Obama was not is that Romney was going to get over 300 electoral votes. Okay, we got a phone call. Let's go to the phones here. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How you doing?
Pretty good. This is going to take a minute or two if you have it.
I have 2 minutes, exactly.
Okay, I went to the Tea Party last night, as we do every Monday night down at Destiny Fellowship. And anybody out there who's concerned about the way of this country, Democrat, Republican, Independent, I don't care, should attend a Tea Party someplace and get behind trying to change our country back to what you and I, Carl, knew it years ago, and I really knew it back in the early 40s. But anyway, we had a speaker last night. I came home and called my son. It was terrifying. He has given 2 years to studying Obamacare. He brought Obamacare, the package. He takes two hands to lift it. Just the stuff that Congress has talked about was another probably 2.5 inches portfolio. But then he got into the taxes. My wife and I do not make a lot of money. Yeah. We're not going to get hit with taxes over Obamacare. Wrong.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, who was your speaker last night?
I came off and didn't get his name.
That's okay.
I'm sure some of the Tea Party people can tell you.
Well, we'll talk about that. You know, Jim, we've got to take a break right now. We've got a hard break for the news, or we could keep going on this. But you're absolutely right. When back in Tennessee, the people are saying the same things on both sides of the country, and these are medical people. Is that they're going to be destroyed under Obamacare? That your health care is going to change. People need to realize that. Jim,
it isn't going to change. It's going to take our country's money away from the people. It's unbelievable.
Okay, Jim, we got to run. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Fox Business Network, the rally on Wall Street continues, sparked by a round of strong earnings from the likes of Goldman Sachs, Coca-Cola, and other major companies. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up almost 100 points. Murphy Oil shares are also jumping in early trading after the company announced it will spin off its U.S. downstream business into an independent company. The oil giant also authorized a special dividend of $2.50 a share and a stock repurchase of up to $1 billion. And what's sure to come up in tonight's presidential debate? China's role in our markets. It turns out the People's Republic is about to lose its place as our country's biggest creditor for the first time since the height of the financial crisis to one of our allies, Japan. The Treasury Department is reporting Chinese holdings of treasuries fell through July by 0.2%, while Japan raised its stake by over 5%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. That's IncomeAtHome22.com.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605 4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can do a guarantee, makes guarantees that other shops can't. He can take a small chip or cracks up to 24 inches in length and fix them, and he guarantees them. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield, and it was like 4 years ago, and you can't even see it. He's located at 3280 Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373. Jeff Wurst, veteran-owned, very friendly to everybody, though, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. Think Pink is in this week, but before we get to them, we're going to go to somebody who's been hanging on the phone here for a few minutes about the debate. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Welcome home.
Well, thank you. It's been we're glad to be home. We really are.
Say, I watched the vice presidential debate the other day, and Biden thought everything was funny every time they brought up the subject, but what really ticked me off was when the war in Afghanistan came up, and he thought that was funny. You know, if he thinks that funny, I'd like to have him in a combat zone and make a forward observer out of him for a little while.
I don't think he's been there.
I bet you I'd take the smile off his face.
Yeah, his son served, but I think he was a lawyer when he was over there. I don't know if he saw time out of the wire or not. Yeah, Joe Biden is, he came across as being a bully. And, you know, that the fact is that you don't need that in this kind
well,
of...
Well, he thought everything was funny, you know. He didn't, like most politicians, he didn't stick to the problem and the topics very well.
Well, that seems to be endemic with most politicians.
But any time that man doesn't think a war is funny, he should be in on one time.
Okay. All right, Henry, are you going to watch tonight?
Huh?
You going to watch the debate tonight?
I sure am.
Okay, we're going to be talking about that tomorrow, too.
Okay, well, good talking to you.
Good talking to you, Henry. Thanks. Okay, our guest today, Missy MacArthur and Michelle Slade from NorCal Think Pink.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Michelle?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having us today.
How about you, Missy?
I'm doing great. Mm-hmm. I am doing awesome. Today's my last chemo day for breast cancer, so I'm partying this week.
Well, you know, that shouldn't be hard for you to do, Missy. Okay, come on. See, last weekend, not this past weekend, but the weekend before last, mm-hmm. we were doing the fashion show for the Make-A-Wish.
Make-A-Wish and Angel Wings of Angels.
And you were one of the models out there.
I was.
You look great.
Well, thank you.
You
thank
really
you.
Do. You know, you're a cutie, and you're going through chemo during this.
Yep, almost done, 5 months. I'm a survivor, so that's why I'm here with Michelle as a survivor.
Because we're talking about Thursday, October 18th, which is 2 days from now.
Hard to believe.
You know, it's been a year.
I know, and I was just saying it flew by this year. For me, actually, just flew right by.
Well, let's talk about what's happening on Thursday, October 18th on Think Pink Day.
I would be happy to. We, as you know, Think Pink Day, and for those of you who maybe are not aware, maybe you're new to our community, we have an annual early detection breast cancer awareness month throughout the nation. But here locally in our North State, we celebrate on every third Thursday of October, and we hand out breast cancer awareness bags. Has information in them anywhere from this year's calendar with all your local artists and supports and photos and community events, but breast cancer shower cards, and I don't want to give away all the secrets, but a lot of great information in there about early detection.
Yeah, and early detection can save people.
It absolutely does. You know, I was just sharing with Missy while we were waiting to come on, just in the past 5 years since I have been heavily involved in Think Pink, we've actually gone up 3% in our survival rate. So we started out with 97% if detected early. We're now up to 100% if detected early and contained within the breast, which is fantastic.
100%? Survival rate?
If detected early and contained in the breast, it's 98% early if it's caught early enough in the early stages so that you can have proper treatment like Missy did.
You know what, Missy? That's great.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Well, you know, the thing is that, and all this is detected early, right?
Correct.
All right, now how do you do, well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break here because I want to get into this because this is, you know, so important. This is Carl Lindbott, Free Fire Radio. We're talking Think Pink because our Think Pink Thursday is going to be here. Gosh, it's here already.
It's here.
It's going to be at Sundial Bridge, and we're going to be talking about this whole thing that's going on. But, you know, the big thing is how do you detect and
okay.
the methods you do at home that can get you started on this whole, on the early detections and then and saving your life. We'll be right back.
Her hands are never cold. She's got better days besides.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
Hello, I'm Bill Chappelle, candidate for Supervisor in District 4. In this year's District 4 race, you have a distinct choice. You can vote for 25 years of government experience with the same philosophy that got us to the point we are now. More government in our lives, more regulations, more bureaucracy, and more of the same. Or you can vote for 25 years of private sector experience. As a businessman and an active member of District 4, I have a unique understanding of the problems in our district, including water rights, personal property rights, oppressive governmental regulations, and more. Your vote for me is a vote for your rights and those of future generations. Although I have a long list of supporters and endorsements, the only endorsement that really matters is yours. When elected on November 6th, I know exactly who I am working for, the people of Shasta County. Thank you for considering me to represent you as a supervisor in District 4. Together, we make a difference.
Paid for by William Chappelle, Supervisor District 4, 2012.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindbott. Linda's on assignment this morning. 7:43 in the morning on the 16th of October. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're talking Think Pink. This is the, you know, Think Pink month.
Yep.
I mean, you watch a football game, and all these 8-foot guys all running around with little pink shoes on and little pink headbands. Mm-hmm. And you guys, you know, you think, you know, this is cool. This is the first time I've ever noticed that. But we're here with Michelle Slade and Missy MacArthur. Of course, Missy is city council and so many other things with the mayor of the city, but she's also a survivor.
I am a survivor, and
that's
I'm
right.
Following Henry's mandate, and I'm staying on the topic, which is breast cancer.
There you go.
So as a survivor, I really want to speak out to the women out there and the men encourage your women to do self-breast exams. I found my own lump. that wasn't picked up on the mammogram, and my physician 8 months before hadn't felt it either, you know, getting regular breast checks, which you need to do. Keep up those regular mammograms and breast mm-hmm. checks with your physicians, but do it yourself too.
Absolutely.
Is that where it's mostly found, is self-examination?
No.
Or,
no. I would say usually it's found early on a mammogram mm-hmm. because you can find it before it actually becomes a lump. You can see it when it's microcalcifications.
Okay, now let's talk about mammograms.
All right.
Available, obviously.
Well, they are available, and what's really nice about it is you do not have to have a referral to have a mammogram, so that's a misconception that you have to go to your doctor and have a referral. We actually passed a law, women in our community, went and passed a law saying that we have the right to do a screening mammogram annually. You can do them whenever you want, but your insurance provider typically will pay for them annually, and so that you can empower yourself.
And it's because also it's considered preventative.
Exactly.
You don't have a copay on that, right?
Exactly. And it's for women who are 40 and above, is recommended, unless you have a family history or any other signs that would cause you to want to come in earlier. But for the most part, it's 40 and above. And before that, it is 20 to 39 is recommended to do your monthly exam, like Missy was talking about, but also to go in approximately every 3 years and have a clinical breast exam by your physician.
Okay. Now, at one point, didn't the AMA come out and they're saying, oh, you don't need one every year, but the pushback on this was so much that they backed off on that. Frankly,
right?
This is something that people felt so strongly about, that a once a year mammogram
right.
over a certain age, yeah, you do need that. And what's the and why not to get that?
I think there has been some conversation about that. Every year when it comes around to Think Pink, that's going to be a popular topic to look at. And you're right, there has been some debate whether it's, pro, con, what's going to be the advantage of it. But there has been studies, and I don't want to pretend to be a physician, but there has been studies that have proven that if you have your annual mammogram, that the percentages of finding the breast cancer are higher than the risk.
I think that that's a great idea.
And speaking of free mammograms, if you attend the Seroptimus luncheon this Friday, the money for your ticket goes to free mammograms in our community. So,
absolutely. And
show
I also
up Friday
know
at lunch. Is it at the Civic or the Holiday Inn?
I believe it's at the Civic Auditorium.
Civic.
Yes.
Okay.
So if mm-hmm. you show up there, and we'll talk about that later on this week too, when we find out for sure. But then all the money, the proceeds for that, go for free mammograms for people who don't have insurance now.
Absolutely. And, MD Imaging is a huge supporter of Think Pink. They're one of our major sponsors. And they also have a list. So if you're unaware or maybe you're not sure where the opportunities are, just call MD Imaging. Their staff will take good care of you.
Absolutely. They do good work down there. Okay. There's other things. Well, what's going on Thursday?
So Thursday, Think Pink Morning, which is really exciting. We have two locations to drive through. You can come in your PJs. You can have your cup of coffee. You can be on your way to work. You come down Court Street right in front of MD Imaging. You can pick up your early detection breast cancer awareness bag. We've got everybody live out on the streets handing them out starting at 6 a.m.
I'm supposed to be there at 5:15. Maybe
well,
I won't get there
until
later.
Early. We're doing interviews early.
Oh, okay. All right.
So we're setting up, Missy. Sorry about that. And then over at the post office is the same thing. We have two locations for convenience. Just drive right through over on Churn Creek, and they'll take good care of you starting at 6 o'clock as well.
Okay. So I think Linda's going to be out there someplace. And,
yes.
So I'll be back here manning the speakers here, but we'll have Linda out. Now, this on Friday, you have the tickets right there.
I do. I just realized, I have the ticket right there in my purse. Why didn't I read it? So Friday, October 19th at the Reading Civic Auditorium, doors open at 11, luncheon is at 11:45. Speaker is Judy Pickett, breast cancer survivor and multinational speaker and runner. Runner. Mm. Sorry, it's small print. Even with my reading glasses, hard to see. So, show up at 11 on Friday and help support breast cancer awareness as well as free mammograms for women in our community.
Sounds good. Okay. Then Thursday night?
So Thursday night we have a Think Sundial event, which is kind of a nice problem to have. Carl, is a lot of people think that Think Pink Day event is the sundial event, but actually that's an event separate from Think Pink Day, which is in the morning. The sundial event's going to be our third annual, and it's going to be huge. And if you know, if you came last year and we lit the sundial pink, and we Morpheus lighting came, and it was amazing. There was a little traffic problem, so we have a new feature this year. Thankful to Raba and to Wind River and to Signorama, we now have busing available. So if you've always wanted to come and you heard traffic was going to be a mess, it's not, hopefully. That's our goal.
And where do you pick up the shuttle?
We have two locations, one at the Mount Shasta Mall and then one at Shasta High School. So feel free, swing on by there. And let me see, I'll look at my notes because I want to give you the correct information. If it starts at 5 p.m. and the last shuttle is going to end at 9:45.
Okay. So you can pick up the shuttles, you don't have to drive, and the shuttles are going to be running continuously, I imagine.
They are going to run continuously. As fast as they can get from one place legally to the other and turn around and come back, that's how fast. We figure about every 15 minutes.
Okay.
We'll be loading, unloading.
And so what time do does the lighting ceremony happen?
So the lighting ceremony is going to happen, you know, it has to be dark. So right after dusk, we're going to have the lighting ceremony. Let's see here. We have 7:30 p.m. followed by the lighting of the pinnacle. And then, of course, you want to come and hear Summer Chappelle sing, our local talent here in the area, at 7. And there is so much entertainment this year, courtesy of the McConnell Foundation loaning us the stage and sponsored by MD Imaging. It's going to be an event you don't want to miss. But what's the most important part of the whole event is we're going to have an educational booth there, so that you can come and actually speak to people in the field who know about early detection, who can teach you how to do a breast exam with breast models. We're not talking about women. We're talking about models on a table. Come down. We can teach you how to be empowered and how to find your own cancer. Hopefully you don't have.
Yes. Wow. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to go over everything one more time real quick, and then we're just going to urge everybody to join us as we go out there too, and to fight breast cancer, and to be in a big, you know, but especially breast cancer awareness. How to make sure that you're okay, and if you detect something, how you're going to live forever. We'll be right back.
Yeah, when the lights go down in the California town and the people are in for the evening, I jump into my car and I throw in my guitar with my heart beating time with my breathing.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hardworking, integrity, leadership. These are words voters are using to describe First Assembly candidate Brian Daly.
Brian would be a good assemblyman. He's done a lot of good for Lassen County. I would trust him with my money. I think we can trust him with California's money.
As a successful farmer and businessman, Brian has earned the support of the Farm Bureau. As for public safety, Brian's no-nonsense approach to protect funding for fire and police services is the reason he's been endorsed by the California State Sheriff's Association and local firefighters.
We need help in the state of California, and Brian Daly is the one to do it.
Send a farmer, a leader with common sense values, to Sacramento. Elect Brian Daly to the California Assembly.
Brian Daly is synonymous with trust and integrity, everything that we're looking for in an assemblyman.
Paid for by California Farm Bureau Federation Fund to protect the family farm. Farm PAC, not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, and I'm surrounded by pretty women this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, Michelle Slade and Missy MacArthur here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, are you getting what you're paying for? Is the price competitive? Are they delivering what they say? Are they on time? Do they offer senior discounts and veterans discounts? How about the service? Same time, same day, great service? Well, that's Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, and they're going to take care of your heating needs, your gas and propane needs. Shasta Gas Propane, give them a call at 365-3793. Their customers are warm friends. That's kind of cute. All right, Shasta Gas Propane. Again, Missy MacArthur and Michelle Slade. Okay, let's catch up here on the last thing so everybody can get these. Everything is happening.
So Thursday morning.
Thursday morning.
Show up either at Churn Creek Road to grab your goodie bag or down to MD Imaging.
That's a big post office there.
That's a big post office.
Or MD Imaging on Court Street.
And you know one way to find out if you're in the wrong place? If there's no media, you're in the wrong place.
That's or if there's no traffic.
If there's no traffic.
All right. There's going to be a lot of people out there on that. Okay. And then Thursday night?
We have the A Pink Sundial event that is going to be at the Sundial at Turtle Bay, and we're going to be lighting it pink. So if you are one of the few that have not seen the Sundial pink, the entire bridge and the whole pinnacle, this is a must-see.
That's right.
And get there early because it will be packed with people.
And you
can ride the free shuttle from the Mount Shasta Mall.
Which start at?
Shasta High School. They start at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. The shuttle start at 5 o'clock from the Mount Shasta Mall and Shasta High School.
Continuous until?
Until 9:45. Oh. And if you're wondering what's the shuttle, it's going to be easy. The entire Rabba bus and Wind River shuttle buses are all wrapped in pink with a Think Pink message courtesy of Signorama.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be impressive.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So all that's happening. Plus, there'll be experts down there
that can
talk about breast exams, finding lumps.
Exactly.
Early.
And you know, we also have 46 other communities that are celebrating on Think Pink Day along with us here in Reading. That is huge. And if you want a complete listing, you can go to norcalthinkpink.org to find out if your community is involved this year.
This is big.
It's huge, and it started here in Little Old Reading with 500 bags out in front of MD Imaging.
Dr. Figueroa started it.
Yeah, Dr. Figueroa, Melody Christensen.
And he'll be speaking on the bridge.
Absolutely.
That's great. Okay. Well, ladies, we're looking forward to this. Linda's going to be out there that night.
If you miss that night, go the next day to the luncheon at the Civic
Auditorium.
Everything we can do to promote.
What time is that? I think it's at noon.
Doors open at 11. Lunch is 11:45. Speaker.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All the proceeds go to helping people get mammograms or women
free,
get mammograms.
Free mammograms.
Absolutely.
In our community.
And you want to come hear Missy's story. She's going to be talking at the Sundial Bridge as well.
Yeah, and I get to be the one that says, okay, light the bridge pink.
Oh, how fantastic.
That'd be great.
And this is Missy's last chemo.
My last chemo
day.
Celebration.
I'm so excited. I'm glad I got to be here with you this morning, Missy.
Okay. Great. Now, the colors for the Tennessee Volunteers is orange and white. Is that correct? Is that right? That's right. It's orange and white.
Well,
Oh, no, I owe him a dollar. I thought they were orange and brown.
No, orange and brown. I don't know who orange and brown is. Okay, we got to run. Ladies, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Being here
thank
with us.
Thank you for having us.
And we're going to be out there, you know, pink. We'll be wrapped
and
in
Linda will be there in the lab remote.
There she will. Okay, Carl and Linda Bott, we're going to take a break here for the news, come back in the next hour. We've got a lot to talk about in this next hour about what's going on tonight, this week, this weekend, and what's happening in our political structure. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. What would you ask President Obama or Mitt Romney?
Are we better off than 4 years ago? They promised so many things.
I'd like more detailed description of how they will actually put the health care plan into place.
It is the voters' turn to question the candidates at the second debate tonight. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Hempstead, New York.
The questions tonight come from undecided voters from the suburban New York area. They were chosen by Gallup using their polling techniques, each either uncommitted to a candidate or leaning toward one, but not quite sold yet. The moderator will choose who gets to ask to ensure a variety of topics are covered. It's expected about a dozen to a dozen and a half questions will be asked during the 90 minutes. This may seem like deja vu to President Obama. He was here for a debate in 2008. This time around, he's under pressure to score a win after being perceived to have lost the last debate. Dave?
Like Americans who get Social Security, we'll get a raise next year, a 1.7% increase tied to inflation. It'll average out to about $21 a month more. Consumer prices rose last month up 0.6%, fueled mostly by us paying more at the pump. Factoring out gas prices, inflation was tame. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 110 points. Britain is protecting a computer hacker, preventing the U.S. from putting him on trial. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live in London.
Dave, Gary McKinnon has Asperger's syndrome, a form of autism, and British Home Secretary Theresa May has been advised he's likely to commit suicide if sent to the States.
I have concluded that Mr. McKinnon's extradition would give rise to such a high risk of him ending his life.
McKinnon is accused of targeting U.S. military networks. He says he was looking for intelligence on UFOs. British prosecutors will now take up the case. Dave?
Simon, the day after self-proclaimed 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed said there's no justice at Guantanamo. The accused terrorist is sitting out today's pretrial hearing. So are two of his four co-defendants. The judge let them. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment. Now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in a donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
He lost one of the most lopsided elections ever. Now George McGovern is in failing health.
He was the Democratic presidential nominee in 1972.
The destiny of America is always safer in the hands of the people than in the conference rooms of any elite.
A longtime advocate to end world hunger, George McGovern, who lost to Richard Nixon in a landslide, moved into the Doherty Hospice House in Sioux Falls. The 90-year-old suffering from undisclosed health problems, his daughter saying the former South Dakota senator is coming to the end of his life. He spent several days in a Florida hospital in April after having difficulty speaking and occasionally losing consciousness. Jay Metzler, Fox News Radio.
Arlen Specter will be remembered in about an hour in suburban Philadelphia. The former Pennsylvania senator died Sunday of complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Among those who will attend the public memorial at a Jewish temple, Vice President Biden. There's also a service tonight for a murdered little girl in Colorado.
At a church in Arvada, the same town where 10-year-old Jessica Ridgway's body was found. Police announced they'd found her this past Friday, which was just 1 week after she was last seen alive by her mother when she was walking to school.
We've had almost 4,000 tips come in. So there's a large amount of
work that's going in to follow up on every single one of those leads.
In light of the tragedy, Westminster Police Investigator Trevor Matarazzo says they're urging parents to talk to their kids about how to be safe, especially if they're going to be out on their own. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
California's attempt to make the companies that make fuel make it cleaner goes to court today. A judge struck down the law, then an appeals court overturned him. Now, out-of-state refiners and ethanol producers argue at that same appeals court that California's law violates the Constitution by limiting interstate commerce. Now, the price of gas in that state is still well above the national average, but it has dropped 8 cents since surging to a record last week. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, Linda's on assignment this morning. We just got back from a wedding trip to Tennessee, and that was a... It's so unusual to go back there and see how things are different there in the South. 8:05 in the morning on the 16th of October. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This week we got a big week. We got a number of different people coming in. Of course, this week is really big on Think Pink. We were just talking about that. On a Thursday, especially October 18th, is the big Think Pink Day. Go by the, MDM gene, and the post office there on Churn Creek, and pick up all the bags of all the things they have in there. Of course, they're lighting up the Sun Isle Bridge that night, and they're making it pink. Everything's going to be pink. Even the football players in the National Football League are wearing pink. Bad Bob is not wearing pink today.
No.
What's the weather today there, Bad Bob?
Well, skies, we got a lot of blue and a little bit of gray up there. Some clouds going to give way to generally sunny skies. The high will be around 85 degrees tonight, mostly clear with a low of 54. Mainly sunny tomorrow. The high pushing the 90-degree mark and 66 in Redding right now. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. Head on out there. Give them a call, 474-5546. Thursday night, of course, is pizza, brunch during the day, music on the weekends, a great place for to just relax, enjoy yourself. Their wines voted best in the North State, both the white and the red. All right, let's head to our friends down there at our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks remain in the green with materials being the best performing group. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 107 points at 13,531. The S&P 500 is positive 10 points at 1451. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 18 points at 3,083. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Intel positive 51 cents, trading at $22.23 per share. Qualcomm positive 53 cents at $59.82. Apple up $4.17, trading at $638.93. Over to local stocks of interest, Bank of Commerce up 4 cents at $4.50 per share. Pacific Gas and Electric up 37 cents, trading at $43.17. AT&T positive 32 cents at $35.23. Treasuries are lower with the 10-year Treasury note, price yield 1.71%. Over to commodities, gold is up $8.40 an ounce at $17.46. Silver positive a quarter at 32. Crude oil down a nickel, trading at $92 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. Here, we have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And if you want to talk to them in person, head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561. They're going to help you with your investments and what really is happening down on Wall Street. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a number of things we want to talk about. But let me know what you think. We want to talk about Proposition 34. They're coming out really, really strong on voting no on 34 about the death penalty. Do we keep the death penalty? Is it costing us hundreds of millions of dollars for, in reality, nothing, since nobody is being executed in the state of California? Is it a deterrent? Let's talk about that when we get back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Bear Diner. Here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear.
Yeah, Sugar Bear.
Remind me again why we're out here.
To get in touch with our inner bear.
Our inner bear? What's that?
Yep, our inner bear.
Couldn't we just do that at home?
Oh, come on. Get in the spirit. We need to find the words to truly channel our never-ending, all-consuming need to feed people huge portions of great-tasting food at modest prices.
Couldn't we just tell them about all of our homestyle meals we offer and how we make things with the freshest ingredients, never any freeze-dried or prefabricated stuff?
Well,
and how we never compromise quality while maintaining reasonable prices.
Well, now that does kind of have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Did you have to bring a real bear?
Real bear? Okay, don't panic.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Come on, baby. Yeah. Welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, Lynn's on assignment this morning, 8:12 in the morning, October the 16th. And why are we playing that one, Bob?
I'm sending that out to all the pundits everywhere.
Oh, the twist? Yeah, tonight is the big debate. Hey, let's talk about Proposition 34. Okay, this is a big one. We had, Nielsen and all the North Staters are saying that, and the sheriff are saying that, the Proposition 34 is where people are saying they want to end the death penalty. And they're saying is that it's going to save millions of dollars. Now, we had somebody on that was in the system, a guard there, and saw what was happening in the system. Now, he is not against the death penalty, our guest was. He was saying is that the death penalty, however, is not being it's not being fulfilled.
It's broken.
It's broken because of why? The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. They make sure that it just stays there. And one of the things, and there was a piece in the paper today, Proposition 34's False Promise of Cost Savings by McGregor Scott. Now, I guess McGregor Scott was before our time. He's a former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of California, former Shasta County District Attorney. He was before us.
Yeah.
Right. But one of the things he says in here, he says a lot of things. It's well written. The Record Searchlight says is that though they think that Proposition 34 should pass, because of the cost, because there's no executions. People are dying of old age on there, and it's costing, I think the figures we had, $186 million to keep people on death row more, because they are in death row, and it's a cottage industry there, because each one of them has a lawyer that's all paid for by the, you know, taxpayers. All these things are just horrible things. But the main reason is it's not being done like they do in Texas. But one of the things that McGregor Scott said is banning capital punishment would leave taxpayers spending more for housing, living expenses, and medical care for those who would otherwise be executed in a timely fashion. Well, see, that's the bottom line there. Executed in a timely fashion. It's not being done. You know, do I believe in the death penalty? Oh yeah, I believe it. I think that in today that they should be able to, you know, do their DNA checks and they do all these things, and you know, give it a time, put it in a fast track. If somebody is found guilty of murder and is an extremely grievous or heinous manner, and then they are sentenced to death, you put it on a fast track. So you get all this stuff done. So within 3 or 4 years, the person is executed. I think Texas does it that way. I think there's other states that do it that way. We have people that die of old age on death row. They've been in there for 26, 27, 30 years. And it does cost us more. Now, the question is if you take all those people who are in death row, the 700 and whatever, and you put them back into the population, McGregor Scott says, is that, well, then we're going to have to pay for those, you know, the living expenses, the housing, medical care for those who otherwise be executed, blah, 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 in a timely manner, which isn't happening. Well, I think if that's the case, then maybe we need to take a look at the system itself. Why does it cost $50,000 per prisoner per year? Where are the costs there? Well, we know a lot of the costs are cost of guards and retirement plans and health plans and all these. And the cost of keeping them at the, you know, in that type of structure, that type of facility. So shouldn't we go back and take a look at redefining what the cost should be? $1,000 per month per prisoner for medical care. I mean, that's more than you get. That's more than you pay, that most people pay every month for medical care. $1,000 a month. That's the average for them. So $1,000 for that, and then you've got, all the factors are broken down. But if you compare California at $50,000 a year with $12,000 a year for medical costs, and you look at New York, now New York, which is probably just about as liberal as we are, then you could take a look and see that the cost of in New York is something like $8,000 a year, less than us. And in Texas, $3,000 a year. What's going on here? Why is it cost so much? Except that we've got the federal judges in here that have said you've got to do this a certain way. It's too crowded. They're not getting the medical care. And now we get front page news is that there's abuse. Well, you know, what's abuse? One thing that we heard from somebody from within the prison system that was there, that people were being sued. People on death row were suing the state because their cookies were broken, because the food wasn't warm enough. Come on. Keeping people alive on death row is more than a cottage industry. People get rich off that. So how do you revamp that? How are you going to change that? The only way you can change that is to change the whole system we have here in California. Should somebody who kills, mutilates, and throws four-year-olds off a bridge, should they be put to death? And there's no doubt they admit it, the whole thing, all the evidence. Why are they still alive? Why are they still alive? Because whatever it is that makes it work like that is wrong and needs to be fixed. But it's not going to be fixed until you have a complete reseating of the judges in the 9th District Court. We've got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. Linda's recovering, trying to. You know what? Every time you travel, and you travel with with hundreds of people in a plane. And you start picking up things. Well, she's fighting off a cold and a couple other things, and thought this is not the day to come if you've got a cold. So, what's the temperature going to be today there, Bad Bob?
Well, today we're looking for a high up about 85. We're all going to get a little toasty with a high of 90.
Okay. Well, 90. Well, you know what? When it's still hot out there. So our friends at Alliance Heating and Air, they're going to keep you cool the rest of this week, but when it starts getting cold next week, when you start getting into the 30s and 40s, you want your heating system to work just as well as your air conditioning. And our buddies at Alliance Heating and Air are the ones to do it. Give them a call at 221-2642 or go to homecomfort.org. Been in the business since 1992 and they do it right. They stand by it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Okay, let's go to the phones. Mike, talk to me about the death penalty.
Hey, Carl, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I was going to talk about the death penalty. In 1981, my wife was murdered down in Florida, and it took a couple years to catch the guy. And make a long story short, they just put him down in April, almost 30 years after the fact. And, you know, ACLU.
30 years?
Yeah, well, you know, the ACLU gets involved, and that Southern Poverty Law Center gets involved, and then the state says Old Sparky was too painful. Who cares?
Yeah, Yeah, that's
and this
true.
Guy that killed her killed six others that they know of.
Oh, my God.
And he and his cousin were in on it. The cousin got away or got off. But I am so pro-death penalty, I don't care what it costs.
And you don't care how long it takes?
Well, yeah, I was hoping you get 10 years, and then you can appeal, and then another 10 years, and you appeal again. And that's the lawyers. That's
yeah.
those ACLU guys that I think are a bunch of skunks, but that's me. But, yeah, 2 months shy of 30 years on death row. And, you know, it didn't cost me anything but my wife. But anyway.
How did you feel after 30 years? Did you finally get a closure after this, Mike?
Yeah, I did. I really did. In fact, I was in Florida on a road trip when the governor signed the death warrant. And part of the problem was in Florida, it's a kind of a rural area where I lived initially. And there's a guy in Virginia that wrote a book called Serial Killer Whisperer, and he was in town promoting the book, and a journalist read the book and started the ball rolling and, you know, bugged the governor enough to finally he signed the death warrant.
Uh-huh.
But 30 years is way too long, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, it is.
He really should have been put down after the first 10 years is what they pretty much give him.
Yeah.
And ACLU came in after 10 years and had to have another trial with the same result. And 10 years later, that Southern Poverty Law Center got involved. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It is terrible, Mike. And, you know, so I see what you're saying. You know, I am so pro death penalty. And my problem with if you do away with the death penalty is that what's next then? Is the next part that's going to be inhumane? Is that going to be the, you know, life imprisonment? Why should we pay for these guys their whole lives after they've been there for 40 years? We should turn them loose kind of thing?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's that kind of.
There's got to be a better way, that's for sure. I mean, if Texas can figure it out, it seems like California can figure it out, too.
Well, you would think that.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But these hardcore liberals, you know how they feel.
And, yeah, I think that the fact is if somebody is found guilty, you know, of committing a murder, I mean, this guy that you're talking about that murdered your wife, also murdered other people, that, you know, and that stayed alive for 30 years.
Yep.
That there's people right now on death row in California that have been in there for probably 30 years at least for doing heinous crimes like this, and they're not. But in California, they're just going to stay there until they expire.
Well, you know, in Florida, there were other prisoners on death row who had been there longer than this guy, and somehow they fast tracked him ahead of him, which was good. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, there's four or five guys in there who had 3 or 4 years longer on death row than him.
My
but, you know, they had the moratoriums nationwide on the death row.
Yeah.
On penalty.
Yeah, that's true. That was there for a while, and then they said it was not cruel and unhuman.
Yeah.
Inhuman.
Well, so. I just thought I'd comment. I love your show.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate that. And I'm sorry about your about what happened there, but I'm glad at least you got closure on this, which many other people will never get.
No, they won't. They won't. And one of the other victims, was a 17-year-old girl, and her dad is about 85 now, and he attended the execution, and he was so grateful that, you know, finally they did it.
Finally.
But the killer's whole family was there, and they have a kind of a bad history with them, too. So.
My gosh.
Anyway, just wanted to comment.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks so much, Mike.
Okay,
thanks
have
for
a
call.
Good one, Carl.
You bet. You too, okay. Mike. All right. Wow. You know what? That right there. You know, you start talking dollars and cents, and Mike said it. I don't care. I really don't care. I pay my taxes. I want that person executed. If it takes 30 years, yes. He took from me. Those people took from me something I will never recover. The fact that it takes such a long time is ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Now, somebody it takes, or people stay on death row forever till they die of old age or some kind of strange disease they picked up. But the closure for the families You know, as many times we get into this, it's not about the families who have lost somebody. It's not even about the low-life animals that do the killing. It's about a political thing that goes back and forth. Oh, we can't have, yes, this guy, oh, my God, he murdered and raped children, but we shouldn't put him to death. He deserves to live. And there's your problem. There's going to be people that believe that, no matter what. Oh, no, they should be kept alive. When, indeed, all they are wasters of air. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here for our news. You know what, Mike, you just got my vote for that. On Proposition 34. And it looks like most of the people up here believe in the same thing. You know what? If we have to keep them alive, fine. Let's change the system so we can get rid of these murderers and animals here. All right. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about Big Bike Weekend because that happened while we were gone too, and we had a big part of that. We'll be right back. Carl on the bottom.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The Obama campaign says we'll see a more energetic guy at tonight's debate against Mitt Romney.
They say he'll hold Governor Romney accountable for what they call dishonest comments about his plans.
It's a big choice. It's a distinct choice in these two campaigns.
Obama campaign advisor Robert Gibbs. Republican Wyoming Senator John Barrasso sees a distinct choice as well.
Two very different views of America.
The senator says that's the choice between a candidate who has raised taxes and one who has cut them.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz. Tonight's questions come from the audience. A new boss at one of the world's biggest banks, Vikram Pandit, resigns as Citigroup CEO.
The shakeup comes a day after Citi reported a 90% plunge in earnings and after shareholders recently had voted against Pandit's plush compensation package. Citigroup veteran Michael Corbett is named the new CEO. We'll see whether he's a rebuilder or a dismantler.
Fox Business Network's Dennis Neal. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granted Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granted Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granted Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granted Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, you can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:35 in the morning on October the 16th, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Our buddies there will give you a great haircut at great prices. Take a step back in time. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. And you know what else? Man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's a great place to get a haircut. They're really friendly people. You know, kids, men, seniors, everybody is in there. They get their haircut there. And I can't say enough about them. Cypress Square Barbershop. All right. Hey, that last guest we had, last column was, wow. That was pretty, powerful there. You know what happens is you start thinking in terms of numbers and, you know, things that aren't real. I mean, really, they're not real. And then you have somebody like Mike Call that says, my wife was killed, was murdered, and it took 30 years to execute the man that did it. And the guy had killed 6 other people.
Like I told you, though, Carl, I mean, the worst thing you do is cage somebody, I think. Cage somebody and cage them for life and then let them know that there is no light at the end of that tunnel.
Well, you know, that might be for some people, but other people that they've got this mentality is that they just live good, you know? So what? And so you know, so what if I've killed 6 people? So what if I've killed children and these things? So what's going to, you know, but see, what I think could work is for a lot of people, see, some people, yes, caging them for life is the worst thing that happened. For other people, so what? They're alive, you know, but for some people, the fact is that you showed in society is that if you go past this line, if you go this far past this line, there is no room for you in society. We are snuffing your existence out because you don't care.
Now, I understand the waiting around to make sure that we have the correct person, giving them their due process, but when you have that blatant murder in your face, that needs to go now.
Now. I mean, if there's no doubt, they've
no
seen
reason
him,
for
boom,
them to be here.
Okay, a year from now, then what? Drop him right then, or her. Okay, hey, let's go to Charles. Charles, what do you want to talk about?
Well, you know that unenforceable ordinance they considered at October 2nd City Council meeting?
What's that, Charles?
That's the park-wide smoking ordinance.
Right, and they're going to vote tonight?
It's on the agenda again tonight, item 4D.
Okay, so they're going to vote to see. Now, we actually had the mayor, Dick Dickerson, say that, you know, that he doesn't know if this is enforceable. And it's like, nobody thinks it's enforceable. So why do you do it, and you know, something that's not enforceable? Why do you bring it up? Why do you do it? And then my question on that then becomes: well, then if you're going to outlaw it in the parks, why not just outlaw it everywhere? Do it on the streets. How many times have you been walking down the street and people are smoking?
Down the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk.
In front of a building.
Yeah.
Our priorities are out of whack. I mean, we're going around, banning. We're focusing on the cigarette as though it was public enemy number one, and yet you have people in the state who seem to think that people who commit the most heinous of murders are not depraved but merely deprived.
Yeah. Okay. And
now, their priorities are way out of whack.
Well, Kim, this is Kim Niemeyer's thing, isn't it? Kim Niemers from Parks.
She kind of ushered it in, but the person who's really the driving force is Donnell Ewert, the public health director, who's now been promoted to HHSA director. He's kind of the driving force behind this.
Well, the thing about it is that it's unenforceable. All it is a feel-good, it's kind of like, oh, hey, we've banned smoking in our parks and on the trails. Well, you know what? It means nothing. Oh, well, you could go over and tell somebody. Oh, really? So, see, the whole thing is, you know, Dick Dickerson is a former policeman. He knows this isn't enforceable. The chief of police knows it's not enforceable. The county sheriff knows it's not enforceable. I know it's not enforceable. Santos Urban knows it's not enforceable. Everybody knows it's not enforceable. Why would you put it on? Why would you make it a law that people are just going to ignore?
That all people will ignore, for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, anyway. Okay, Charles, I hope you get your wish.
City Council, item 4D.
All right. Thanks a lot, Charles.
Bye.
Hey, along with me today is Santos Urban, who is, of course, a member of our family here.
He's been here for about 20 minutes now.
I know he's been sitting here for the whole time, but I just thought I'd introduce him now. But we're going to take a break, and I'll get back to you as soon as we come back from this break. See, this is all your fault because he's our media guy, and he also sells our advertising here along with his crew. So we just have to keep putting these commercials in here because of you.
It's good to know we prioritize, Colonel.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, Gunmetal Gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindebach. 8:44 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Going down there, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Redding and all the surrounding areas. Go down and see your neighbors. Go on down and get the best deal you're going to find in this town. They take great pride in the vehicles they sell, and they take great pride in how they maintain them. They've got a super service department there. They want each customer to have a great experience, and they almost guarantee satisfaction.
I'll tell you, I was coming across Cypress Bridge the other day, and another thing that they do is support the whole, you know, Think Pink.
Oh, yeah.
Their lot was just peppered with pink balloons. It was a pretty cool sight.
It is. You know, there's somebody
it's
that...
neat that they do that.
They do a lot of things to support our community. Stop on by at 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading, or give them a call at 223-2177. Okay, Santos Urban.
Well, I'm looking around because I think Bad Bob lost something with that music he was playing coming in. It's
well,
like,
that was the theme song for the tobacco enforcement crew. You see it tiptoeing around the parks in their little trench coats with their citation books. You know.
Oh, yeah. But see, there is none. I don't think. Hey, Big Bike Weekend. This is one of the things when we had went to the wedding, which is, of course, you go because family. We missed Big Bike Weekend.
You missed a hell of a party is what you missed.
Well, you know what? It was setting up because we were, you know, deeply involved with it. Our crew here and Outlander. And we all got together and you especially, because one of the things we wanted to do was to help build Big Bike Weekend.
I think Connie and the board really had a vision for growth. And that was the first step. We did what we could to add to what they have created, which is a successful model to bring people to Reading. That's what it's all about. Show the people a great experience so they want to come back. And I think we accomplished that as a team this past weekend. A lot of new attractions, a lot of new things for people to see and do. Great food, great people. Outdoor bands. We had Uptown playing. I mean, but the other thing too is we talked to a lot of the law enforcement and all of them were on board with helping us to create a successful event for Reading.
Well, you have to have the law enforcement on your side, and because they can fight it and make the whole event miserable. If you go out to Laughlin, when they have their days there, the police and the law enforcement there had made it so onerous that people didn't even want to go there.
It's almost like the Gestapo. I mean, they're just looking for something. But the law enforcement here was having a great time with everybody. We talked to a couple of different people that rolled up. How's everything going? So it's going great. You know, it's going really good.
No problems.
You know, we're just looking forward to having everybody have a good time.
Yeah. Now, it's spread out. Of course, it's back on Hilltop.
Oh, yeah. Big party.
But then it spread on over to the...
the Shasta Center. I mean, Bill Woodford over there at Kubler's and the Shasta Center got behind this full force. They brought in the Mud and Militia jumpers, and we brought in an eating contest that I'd have to say that Chief kind of walked away from. He had the opportunity to eat a big cheeseburger, and he...
what happened?
I think he got conflicting schedule there. That's the story we got. But
oh, okay.
And I'll stick with that because I don't want to get on his bad side.
So who was in there?
We had Steve Gibson, a couple folks from Channel 7, and a couple participants from the crowd. Believe it or not, I think one of the guys from Channel 7 won. Ate that big, giant Jeff's California Cattle Foreman Burger, and I think it was 14 minutes.
He
took that down like he was a held hostage and hadn't eaten for a year.
Okay, now we also had a bikini contest.
Oh, swimsuit contest was a riot. Outdoor band was awesome. Enjoy brought their big giant jumbo screen, and I don't know if you folks ever seen that thing out in the park, but that is huge, humongous.
Yeah,
it is awesome to see. And again, outdoor beer gardens provided by Power Curve and the NorCal Vet Association. I mean, it's just a great time everywhere. We had tons of vendors on Hilltop there at the Holiday Inn. Holiday Inn, from what I was told, was filled to capacity. So, again, a great party all the way around. I think it was pulled off successfully. And we're going to continue to do these things in Reading. There's just a lot more for us to do to show the people around here and the people coming into town a good time.
Well, I believe that people, especially in the biking community, and biking community isn't a bunch of outlaw gangs coming in here. Biking community is you, Santos, and me, and the people that we ride with that jobs, and they like riding. And if we could show people how beautiful it is up here to ride up to Les and ride up to Shingletown, ride up to all these places, we would have thousands of people here.
We have so many different neat destination areas to ride to from where we are right now. We can get on the bike and go in four different directions and see four different, you know, totally completely different areas to ride in. And that was one of the neat things that a lot of the cruisers were talking about as they rode up to 36. I was like, man, that's so technical. That was so awesome. We're coming back. You know, the neat thing is, too, that we implemented the sport bikers, you know, the crotch rockets, so to speak, this year. And you know, not so much hand in hand, but everybody got along. Everybody was riding together. You know, the neat thing about the bike that I ride, it's so different from the bike you ride, Carl, that we can both appreciate the difference and how dynamically different they both are, but how neat they both are.
And that's right. And because you ride a rice burner or a true American bike, I'm just kidding. The thing is you both enjoy riding.
We're on two wheels. We're on two wheels. We're having a good time.
That's right. And you know, and the sport bikes, you know, you ride differently.
I think a big thanks needs to be, you know, given to Connie, the board.
Connie Grinnell. That's right.
For seeing that this has the potential to grow and asking for, you know, some support. And that's what it's all about. I mean, right now everybody needs to continue to throw some skin in the game to show the folks in town as well as the ones coming into town from out of town a good time. That's how we climb up that ladder of different venues that come through here. And that's needed.
You know, when you think about this, if you fill up all the hotels on Hilltop and the surrounding areas, all that money comes back to us in taxes, plus all the money that they're spending to the vendors, there's tax money in there, all the stuff comes back. And you can't go wrong if you have a well-run, safe event and you get 20,000 people.
Sure.
And it's, you know, you weren't at 20,000 this time, I'm sure. But we could be in 3 or 4 years if it continues to grow and to be handled correctly.
Yep.
All right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
North State farmers and taxpayers have a real champion in Jim Nielsen. Here's California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger.
When it comes to protecting North State water rights and fighting against overregulation that hurts our farmers, no one does more than Jim Nielsen. Nielsen has led the fight to safeguard our private property rights, our water, and our farmland. Farmers know they can count on Jim Nielsen. That's why the California Farm Bureau strongly endorses Jim for state senate.
Now here's Jack Lee, vice president of the Butte Taxpayers Alliance.
Jim Nielsen is a forceful voice for the taxpayers, for property rights and conservative values. We can all count on Jim to root out waste in government and stand up to Jerry Brown's tax hikes. Jim's a fighter and a real champion for taxpayers. That's why we join with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in strongly recommending Jim Nielsen for state senate.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, no, KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, 8:54 in the morning, October the 16th. Wow. This portion of the show brought to you by, we're just talking about Big Bike Weekend, and this is how big it has gotten. In this portion of the show, and one of the reasons it's gotten big is because of the people right down there at Reading Harley-Davidson.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? They were out there, and I tell you what, if we were down there for their one last weekend, or October 6th, for their open house, that was great. And, you know, I mean, you get to go down and talk to the experts about what's going on. But if you're looking for the bike, after you've gone through the Big Bike Weekend, if you're looking for that, bike, that Reading Harley-Davidson has a bike for you. If you want to be kind of like more of a sport bike, they've got the Harley Davidson.
Have you seen that V-Rod?
That V-Rod, I'm telling you what, it sounds like that Harley, but you're bent over like this. It's kind of like a sport bike, and I tell you, it is fast. But they carry everything. You know, not only that, but then they maintain your bike. And so what can you say about it? It's a one-stop place. It's got everything you could possibly want. Reading Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. If you want to experience the ride and live the dream, go see Reading Harley-Davidson. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. But you said there was Santos Urban as our guest. Also is what? What's there, Bad Bob?
Well, we have a quick comment about Big Bike Weekend. I didn't get a name. What's your comment?
Hey, this is Robbie. I'm just kind of curious as to Chief Poletti put a statement out there hoping that any undesirables would stay away. Do we know if they did or if it was a successful or if there were problems like Reno last year?
I was throughout the whole event. Good question. I mean, I was out throughout the whole event all 3 days, and I did see certain, you know, patches roll through and in groups.
Well-known folks. And, you know, I talked to a couple of different groups, and everybody was there just to have a good time. Now, I think it's the way you set a lot of things up, and you set yourself up for a model that's not based on or biased. You want to invite everybody, because everybody has the opportunity to come here and enjoy and have a good time. If they do it civilly, more power to you. But I think I give kudos to the chief and his crew for maintaining that level of
professionalism.
Yeah, I mean, just maintaining that constant awareness. Hey, we're here, guys. Enjoy it. But.
Yeah. But if you step across the line, we're going to hammer you. But it's the type of thing is that we're here to have a good time. As long as you're having a good time, you're not breaking any laws, then we're all going to have a good time.
And that was the part that I think I'm speaking to is it didn't matter what you were wearing on your patch or if you had patches at all. Everybody was invited. And until you crossed that line, there was no issues.
But I appreciate that phone call. That's a good point.
It was.
You know, and because having to leave Thursday because of this, tried to get my nephew to change his wedding date, but he was pretty selfish in the fact that he wouldn't do that. But I don't have any more nephews that are going to get married next year, thank goodness. Hey, let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Well, you know what, Jay, we're hanging in there. How are you?
Doing good. You know, that whole event was a success. I made the joke to Bob yesterday. Any day, you know, where every motorcycle cop in town is at the same time is a good day for a cab driver.
So any day, you know, where say that again.
There's no speed traps. You know where all the cops are.
Well, you know what? I know where some of them are on Cypress Bridge. If you're on Cypress Bridge, you know, it's really hard to see these guys. You're coming across there.
Yeah? They're clever. Yeah. They're clever. But, you know, also, we've been pretty fortunate in Reading. I mean, I've seen Vagos, Mongols, Hell's Angels, they all roll through town and they don't fight with each other here. So we're pretty fortunate about that kind of thing.
Something about the area just, I think, woosa.
You know, yeah,
everybody.
Maybe it's the kind of thing is that, you know, that Reading should be declared an open city where everything is peaceful, like Paris was during World War II, so you don't bomb it, you know, there's no fighting going on, you know, so that hey, let's
have
just come
day,
in.
Fellas.
All right, Jay, thanks a lot. Jay is our yellow cab philosopher. Jay. Always
thanks,
like to
Bubba.
Have Jay on. Okay, hey, tomorrow, we're going to be talking to a gentleman that has, not only did he and his wife have these huge businesses here in the North State, but they have traveled all over the world, including places like Hanoi, Moscow,
wow,
Havana, Cuba. We want to talk to them about that, and we also want to talk about Black Bear Diners. So we're going to be doing that tomorrow as part of it. But a lot of it's going to be on the some of the stuff is we're going to be talking about that goes into Obamacare and what that's happening. And by the way, on the East Coast, their feelings about Obamacare, what it's going to do to the medical profession is the same as we're hearing out here in California. It is going to destroy it.
I can't wait for the debate tonight.
Oh, yeah, and of course, the debate. And we're going to be talking about the debate tomorrow, so get ready for that, and we'll come in and we'll discuss the debate. See what else we've got going.
Is Linda
going
to be back tomorrow, hopefully?
Linda will be here tomorrow, yeah. She's recovering today.
And she's nicer than you.
Well, she is nicer than me, but then everybody knows that. Bad Bob, do you think she's nicer than me?
Without question.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. God, you know what? Well, I mean, and at least you guys could do is hesitate. And, you know, it's the whole thing is, when people come in and she's not here, where's Linda?
Of course.
Where's Linda? I mean, it's like that all the time. That's the story of my life. If she's
you
not
need
with
a
me,
button.
You know, we go, I go, where's Linda? I go to the gym. Where's Linda? Linda's here already. Oh. Where is she? But she must be in the other spot, you know.
She wakes you up in the morning. She's like,
she wakes
always
me up.
Happy.
She is always happy.
That's
you know
so
what?
Nice.
It's you know, it's scary. It's scary, frankly. Somebody that's happy a lot like that. Anyway, okay. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us tomorrow. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Ready.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Nearly 2 weeks after his first go-round with Mitt Romney, President Obama is now en route to New York for their second head-to-head meeting, telling reporters before he left his debate camp in Virginia,
I feel fabulous. Look at this beautiful day.
The format will be different tonight at Hofstra University, where Fox News Radio's Hank Weinblum is live.
Unlike the first debate, the format this time will be a town hall with about 11 undecided voters from this area getting to ask a question of the candidates. Some debate watchers believe this poses a challenge for President Obama, who's expected to be more aggressive in challenging Mitt Romney's views, the president needing to be responsive to the questions and go after Governor Romney at the same time. For Romney, he has to avoid any controversies or mistakes that could slow the momentum he's enjoyed in the polls since debate number one, Romney arriving here on Long Island a short time ago, Lisa.
Hank, thanks. On that walk past reporters in Virginia less than 90 minutes ago, the president did not answer a shouted question about whether Secretary of State Clinton is